Amen. Pastor's been preaching on a series of sermons that will bless your heart, bless my heart. Amen. But as great as all the sermons you preach, Pastor, this one's going to be better. Now I'll tell you why I said that. And you will have to agree. Maybe not the delivery, but the message is the greatest message in all the Word. Don't you just love me? After all the nice things he said about me? Friend like that, who needs an enemy? But I'm preaching on the thought, I am the light of the world. That's what it's all pulled together, tied together, is Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Amen. Hallelujah! I get excited when I think about the light. He's getting ready to come back. I better not get talking about heaven. I'm in trouble. Whew. Man, he's coming back. He said he would. He's coming back again. And we're serving a risen Lord. He said, if I go away, I will come again. Aren't you glad we've got that promise, church? I will come again. To receive you unto myself, that's joy. That's shouting. That's a shouting. To receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Therefore, encourage one another. As that day approaches, my Father God, wonderful, wonderful to know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not walking in darkness, I'm walking in the light. And this message is about the light and God's mercy and God's grace through my life. Listen to these words and it'll bless your heart. In Psalms 119, 105, most of you know that by heart. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word, this Bible, the word of God, is a lamp unto my feet. So as I study the word, I get the light. Do you remember when you begin to study the word and boom, the light came on? Amen. A light came on. It was Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit enlightening our spirit that we might see the goodness of God and the mercies of God and the long-suffering of God. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ is long-suffering. We would all be in trouble. Not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. If you're here today before this day's over, I pray to God before this service is over, you give your heart to Jesus. He could come back today. Amen. He could come today. You don't want to be left behind, lost without the Lord. My God in heaven, what a horrible time that's going to be. I read the back of the book. It isn't pretty for the sinner, but it's beautiful for the saint of God. Amen. You don't have to be afraid of revelation because he's revealing to us his love and his mercy and his compassion and his long suffering. Hallelujah. For the child of God, revelation isn't a doom book. It's a glorious book. Hallelujah. That will lead us on to eternal life through Jesus Christ. One day he's coming back. Ooh, my pastor, I get excited about that. I can't help it. When it's in you, it's got to come out. Woo, the preacher's there. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Not only can I see where I'm going, but I can see where I'm at. We don't have to guess, so I got a brother that just don't know if he's saved or not, and yet he's been going to church most of his life. I don't know if I'm saved. The Bible says you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you've passed from death unto life, from darkness to light. Amen. How many wants to walk in the light? Amen. Nothing pretty about the darkness. Amen. The only thing that I find written and I know of that loves the darkness is an old bat. Amen? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way, my Father. And then we find in John, the 8th chapter and the 12th verse, then Jesus spoke. Man, I want to know everything Jesus told me. I want to know how he loves me. I want to know how I can love others. I want to know how I can lead others from the darkened path of life to a light that shines gloriously in the day that we live. He come that you might have life, have it more abundantly, and the light is abundant living. Hallelujah. It's not how much money you got in the bank. It's not what kind of car you drive. Hallelujah. But it's he that's coming back. We're going to leave all that behind, church. Hallelujah. And what he has prepared, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God or Father has prepared for the church, you and I. I don't want to miss it. My God, I don't want to wake up in one morning and find out that I've been left behind because I started to walk in the darkness again. But I want that light to shine forth, that radiance. Jesus to shine through me that others can see Christ in me and glorify my Father who's in heaven. Hallelujah. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, oh hallelujah, but shall have the light of life. Did you know Jesus is a, you're the only one they're going to see if they see Jesus. He's going to shine through you. Your grandchildren needs to know the Lord. They've got to see Jesus in you first. Your children's got to see Jesus in you. Do you realize how important you are? No, you're not the salvation of your children, but God uses you to reach them for the kingdom of God. Living a life of holiness, purity, striving every day to get better. Oh, we're not in heaven yet, church. But we can experience some heaven on earth as we are even this day through the singing. Through the preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many's ever been in a cave? Raise your hand. You ever been in a cave? How many likes the idea of having a light with you? Very smart. Matter of fact, it don't hurt to have two or three lights with you. Don't trust just one. It could burn out. But I remember when we lived over in California, there's a mountain called Mount Diablo. Should have took a hint when you realize Diablo means devil. Mount Diablo. But underneath this mountain was a coal mine in 1800, a big coal mine, deep in the mountain there. Very few people even realized it was coal in California. There was. Probably still a lot there. Not only gold in them their hills, but coal also. And my brothers and I, being the smart, intelligent people that we were, intelligent family, I tell you, it's the grace of God we're here. We decided to go into that mine. Everything looked fine. There's about six of us. We got way back in there. It was dark. Where the light wasn't shining, it was dark. We got so far back in that all at once my brothers took off and left me there with no light. Isn't it wonderful to have a family like that? I was blessed, folks. Now you know I've got the anointing of God on me. I'm alive. Came this close to not having a wife. Having no back, you know, Sharon. No grandchildren. For when they took that light away, I knew my brothers was going to leave me there. You ever felt like that too? You know, I was a black sheep of the family till I got saved, and then I was the only white one. But that's good. That's good. But I jumped up to run after them, and it was wide. Oh, I'd say it's probably 20, 25 foot wide, this cavern through there where they dug out the coal. I don't highly recommend you run without a light. But I knew where the light went. I knew how to get to the light, I thought. And as I began to run, all at once, I ran over a chute, coal chute that went straight down. Didn't know it. I mean, I came so close to being gone from this life. Seconds, probably about 2 seconds. All at once, my body went down into that shaft, and my arms is hanging over like this. One arm slipped. The other one was slipping. I screamed bloody murder. Moms, how many knows the difference between when your children are playing and when they're not playing? When they're in danger, when they're not in danger. You come running, don't you? Thank God Almighty my brother came running. And just as my last hand was slipping into eternity, God, through my brother, grabbed my hand, saved my life. That's too close, church. That's too close. That's how close we could be to eternity right now. You're close. You may be here today and you don't know Jesus and you're slipping. And you say, help, help. And you know the wonderful thing about God? He comes on the scene every time. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And as they lifted me out of that, I looked down and it was like 10, 15 foot straight down. I would have hit an embankment like that for about 8 foot into eternity. God only knows how far I would have fell. It'd been over. But God must have seen my wife needed me. One day that little lady had come along and would love me in spite of me. Don't say amen. But I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, amen, and showed me his mercy. I remember when I was traveling, I think I was evangelizing back, Corbett Caverns, how many of you have ever been in that? Corbett Caverns, where you haven't seen anything till you see that. If you ever get the opportunity, take that long walk. If not, they got an elevator that goes down 600 foot down where they eat. But anyway, it's about an hour, 2 hour walk. And you're with an escort and all that. It's absolutely beautiful. All the beautiful hanging, you know, coming up, all the beautiful ice formations and everything. And all at once, there are probably 30 of us in the group. And all at once, he said, I want you all, I'm going to turn out the lights. Huh? Turn the lights off. I knew it was down there a mile or so underneath the ground. And that didn't sound like too appetizing to me. And he said, I want you to all sit down. Mamas, grab your children. Hang on to them tight. I'm going to turn the lights off for about 10, 15 seconds. He did. Sure glad I had the light. Jesus Christ. It was dark. You see, when you walk in darkness, it's not a pretty picture at all. It's a picture of gloom and ugliness. And babies begin to cry. I think some of us adults almost begin to cry. Please turn the light on. Oh, what a welcome sight to have the light. When you're in darkness, you can't see your hand in front of your face. It's not a pretty picture. That's the way sin is. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that enlightens our mind. Hallelujah. And draws us to the foot of the cross where Jesus died. He lets us see him lifted up. And we cry, Abba, Father, have mercy. I see my ugliness. I see my life. It's a life of sin and ugliness. Maybe you was pretty well perfect before you come to the Lord. I don't know. But I dare say you probably wasn't. But the grace of God that came in. Hallelujah. And as beautiful as it was because the light was on. Amen. I pray this morning the light will click with you and come on into your heart today. Don't delay another moment. Then there's the story of Mitch Lay. This is a gentleman that was my boss at a golf club. I was a janitor and he was the boss of it. And he began to reveal to me when he was a young boy in Kentucky how that he was about 12 years old. And there's a lot of caves back in that country, like there is in Arkansas and so forth. And his school mates would tell him about this fabulous cave over the hill. This is probably about 1920, 1915 or something. And mom and dad, they didn't have a car. They had a horse and buggy, horse and a wagon. So they was getting ready to go to town, which is probably 5-10 miles away. Once a month or twice a month they go and they take the kids and buy them a goodie if they went and was good kids. And so, but in his mind, he thought everything's going to be all right. And he told his mom and dad, no, I just don't feel like going today to town, because he had in his mind. You see, his father was a coal miner, and he had a hat with the, you know, the carbon and all that. And he was planning on by himself going into this mine. He's just going to go a little ways, you know. Isn't that way Satan is? You know, you can go into sin just a little ways. A little dab would do you, but a little dab could send you to hell too. Amen? Because the farther into sin you go, the darker it's going to be. You see, Satan had lied to him and told him that he was going to have his dad's light. Everything was going to be all right. It's not going to be all right if Jesus isn't in it. Amen. So we see that Jesus said that he is the light. So Mitch thought everything's going to be all right. But Jesus said he is the light. He is the light that shineth in a dark place. The further in the cave, the darker it becomes. You see, the trouble with Mitch, he turned his back on the light to go into the darkness. That's dangerous. That's foolish. Amen. But Satan was telling him, everything's going to be all right. You got a light. But it was a counterfeit. It's surprising how fast your light can go out when it's the light of the world instead of the light of God. Amen. Believe a lie and be damned, the Bible said. So the farther he went in, the darker that it got. And it wasn't long until Mitch, he lost track of the time. Isn't that just the way Satan does it? He causes us to think everything's all right. Lord ain't going to come for quite a while. Yeah, I've heard it preached for 50 years. We're 50 years closer, church. Amen. And some of us are so close that we may just leave this world before Jesus comes. We go to meet him instead of him coming to meet us. But it ain't going to be long. We'll be coming back. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and they which remain shall be called up together with the Lord in the air. What a promise. What a glorious promise that you and I have that we can hang on to. That he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Man, that's what you call a friend, Pastor. That's what you call a friend. Amen. So, we find that the devil caused him to be enveloped in the beauty of that cave. It was beautiful, no doubt, like Corbett Caverns. And he thought, I'm just going to go in just a little ways, and I'll come out, and I'll be home before mom and dad gets home, and then they're going to know the whys of it. But be sure, your sins will find you out. Amen. So we find that in that cave, it looked so beautiful. It wasn't long until he lost track of time. Oh, so many people has lost track of time. Amen. We need to pray for them that they find the light, walk in the light, talk in the light, be in the light. Be that light that others can see Christ in us. But it looks so beautiful. He was taken back so much. Christ says, I am the water of life. Do you thirst after him? Do you still have a thirst for Jesus every day? Do you want to cry, Abba, Father, I can't make it another day without you. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Don't leave me, Lord. I need you. I need your strength. I need your help. Yes, even as a Christian, I pray that every day that I remember. Lord, I need you today. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for bringing Jesus to my mind. Thank you for making it possible that I might have eternal life, life everlasting. I know that if I fell over dead right now in the pulpit, and God forbid, but I know where I'm gone. Not where I'm going, but where I've gone, because I'll be in the hands of Jesus. Isn't that a good feeling, church? Isn't it a good feeling if you're driving down the highway and all at once some idiot decides to take you out and themselves? Don't say it won't happen. It can happen. We don't know what the future is, but I thank God I know who is the future. He's my hope. He's my everything. He's the one that's kept me for these 50 years, 75 years being married. Being married. It's not quite that long, honey. She says, I sure hope the next 50 will be better than the first. You ever feel like that sometimes, huh? Oh, but God's being faithful. Amen. But Mitch, as he's back in that cave, and he just lost track of time and just kept going back, kept going back, kept going back in. And that's the way the devil works it. All at once he heard some water. Water? Man, this sounds like a river back in there. And as he gets back in there, all at once he comes around the bend, and there's one of the most beautiful, purest rivers he ever saw in his life. Beautiful. Guess what? He's thirsty. He's thirsty. And as he bent over to get himself a drink, what's on his head is light. As he bends over to get a drink, his light goes into the river. Now, Mitch, what are you going to do now, buddy? You have no light. Mom and Dad don't know where you're at. Not a soul in this earth knows where you're at, Mitch. You're damned. It's it. He didn't even know which way to go. There were shoots going off different ways. What would you do in a situation like that? Pray. Pray. You know, God, when he shouldn't, he still has mercy on us, don't he? All of us can probably think about we'd be dead right now. Something's happened in our life in the past that we would have been dead had it not been for God's grace and his mercy. Now, Mitch, what are you going to do, buddy? You're back there, nobody knowing where you're at. Not knowing that if he began to crawl, he might crawl right into the river. Washed underneath the mountain, never to be seen again. That was as close. I don't know if I'd rather been in the situation that I was or his. Neither one. But the mercies of God. He began to cry out to God as you would too. So how would you like to start crawling, not knowing if you're going deeper into the cave or if you're going back the way you came? Or if you're going to fall on the river and never be heard of again. But he began to crawl. God knows how to get your attention, church. That's a rough way to get your attention. You're here this morning and you're hearing the word of God, and he's trying to get your attention because he loves you. I'm not preaching a message of doom. I'm preaching a message of love and mercy and light that lightens the world. Amen. So Mitch is crawling. He's on his hands. He's on his knees. He crawled what it seemed to be 3 to 4 hours. It seemed like eternity. How would you like to be crawling that long on your hands and not knowing if you're going the right way or the wrong way? Aren't you glad that Jesus reveals in his word that we can go the right way? Amen, church. We're not crawling, we're walking like men and women because we've got the light. We don't have to crawl. Hallelujah. We got the light. We can walk like men and women in this world and let Jesus be seen in us and be proud of what we've got. Never be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Amen. For greater is he within me than he that's in the world. He come to give light and to give it more abundantly. And as he crawled and wondered, oh God, what am I going to do? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Lest darkness comes upon you, Mitch. For he that walketh in darkness or crawleth in darkness knoweth not where he goeth. Mercy, Father. Do you know where you're going? Isn't it wonderful to know that we pass from death unto life? Amen. Now he's in pitch of darkness, and oh God, what is he going to do? I wonder if you're here this morning and your light has gone out, and Jesus is beckoning, come unto me all ye labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Isn't it wonderful when we lay our head down on the bed at night, we know that peace, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Amen. We don't have to fear the darkness when we turn the light out because he is in the light, even in a dark spot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then in Isaiah 55:6-7, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. And let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that he's willing to let you return unto him? You may be here, you've walked away from God, but he's saying, come unto me, come unto me. This is your hour. This is your moment in time in history. Get ready, I'm coming soon. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither can is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. God hears you right now. God hears the cry of your heart right now. Hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. My God. You see, Mitch had to head back for the light, not knowing if he's really crawling in the right direction, but he was praying, God, have mercy. Have mercy. That close to eternity is too close. As he started crawling in the darkness, he heard the fowls, he said, of the air, of the bats that was in there. All the powers of darkness would be around you in your sins. But isn't it wonderful to know that we've passed from death unto life and we don't walk in darkness, we walk in the light, that glorious light. Hallelujah. It took him about 3 to 4 hours to get out. He's crawling. And as he's crawling, all at once, could it be? Is that really the light? He's so small. So small, so far away, but he had hope. It was starting to get bigger. The more he crawled toward the light, the bigger he got. That's the way it is with Jesus. The closer you get to Jesus, the bigger he becomes to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know he's a big, great, big, wonderful God? And then he seen the light. He started getting some hope. He was starting to get some hope. Hallelujah, I'm getting out of this place. Looks like I'm getting out. I imagine it's a little bit hard to explain to his mom and dad what happened to his light. Imagine he got a little attention from his daddy, if you know what I mean. Amen. Daddy, let me tell you what happened. That had to be a hard story to tell. His mercy, his grace. not willing that any should perish. Pastor, would you come? The Holy Spirit is present here this morning, speaking to hearts and lives. Yes, you may know the Lord, but you're kind of reaching out and kind of in the darkness, and God don't want you to do that. He wants you to come to the light, that you might have life, have an abundant living. Hallelujah. Hondo kula nadadadiya sandai. My God, tonight, this day is a day of reckoning. Oh, a day of repentance. Holy Spirit, have your way. I know you've been speaking to hearts this morning, Lord, and I'm believing, Lord, that lives are going to be changed for timing for eternity today. Today is your day. If you don't know Jesus, we will pray with you, Pastor and I and others. Give it all. Give it all to Jesus. Amen, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah. I am thankful for the light of the world. Amen. Amen. And I am thankful that he shined his light into our hearts at some point in time and caused us to see his light. Praise God. If you're here this morning and you feel the Holy Spirit touching your heart and drawing you closer, reach out to him this morning and allow him to enlighten your heart, enlighten your life. There is nothing like walking in the light of God. Amen, amen. Stand to your feet, if you will, this morning. Take this message with you. Take this message with you. Be grateful for the light of the Lord this morning. I can only imagine how Mitch felt in complete darkness. In complete darkness. There have been a few times in my life that I've experienced that kind of thing. But spiritual darkness is even more oppressive, amen? And the enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy and to rob us and take away our vision. So I encourage you this morning to take this word with you. And daily give God thanks for the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to be dismissed. Say God bless you. We love you and appreciate you. And if you will, bow your heads with me and I will pray a prayer of dismissal. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity that you've shared with us to be in the house of God. Thank you that you are the light of the world, and in you there is no darkness at all. Thank you that you are light and you are love. And Father, thank you for drawing us to that place of light in you this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would go with each family, every family that's represented here today, Lord. I pray that you would minister to their lives. I pray that you would minister to them spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, every area of need, Lord. I pray that you would meet that need. I pray that you would overwhelmingly bring blessing and favor and honor into their lives. And Lord, we will fail not to give you praise for it. We'll fail not to give you the glory for it. We ask it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone in agreement said amen. Amen. God bless you. Love on one another. Come back next Sunday and come expecting.